It's that it's that new TV Long Way and Money Man shit. You said you ain't heard it, huh?
No, what they call it, Long Money or something like that.
That yeah, they do call it Long Money, and that's the single called Long Money on there. I just played whatever. Hey, Sunday, Truth Tellers, Modelo.
Modelo.
Shout out to our sponsor.
I'm kind of sick, y'all. Don't mind my voice.
Make it sound like a. That's what you get. Remember last time? Remember last time you said? Remember last podcast? You was like, oh, if my girl had a voice, I couldn't. That was annoying. We gonna break up. It's karma for your ass.
Nah, my voice ain't too annoying. It just sound like
who knows what's annoying?
Kind of raspy.
Maybe your voice is annoying. I just don't tell you. Mm-hmm.
True.
I just swallow that bullet. Whatever. Truth Tellers, y'all. It is October. Goddamn.
Oh yeah.
It's cold outside too.
I'm glad it's fall season.
It's time to layer up.
Oh, it's the best season of the year.
Libra season. My fall birthday season. Next week.
Yep.
Finna step out and use some nice shoes, bro. Gotta put some nice shoes on. But anyway, how about this weather?
How fucking about it?
It went low key though. It's fucking Chicago, bro. It went from 85 one day to 65 the next. Like, no warning.
Real talk.
I mean, we knew what was going on.
Yeah, it was like, actually, it was like 90 degrees.
Right. It was hot as hell.
Next day, 45, rain all day. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, my paycheck's been fucking suffering from the fucking weather and shit.
My bad.
Work, bro. Well, I'd be out there and I'd be like, yeah, I'm gonna go home.
Oh, God.
I'm fucking done with this shit. Like, if you out there at like 6, bro, and it's like rainy weather, by 10 o'clock, you're like wet for the day.
Yeah.
There's no way around it, you know what I mean? So. Shit, one of these days, a couple weeks ago, I'm working and the whole bottom of my shoe gonna come off.
Damn.
Like, you can't work no more.
Yeah, no, I would've been pissed.
Nigga, I spent 45 minutes leaving the job to go back to the fucking shop, to go to my car, to get a pair of another shoes, fucking throw them bitches on, then drive back. I'm like, at this point, I better go home. I might as well go home.
I came back,
they was done.
Oh, shit.
I'm like, oh, okay, cool, time to go.
I just got my, I think I told you. No, I didn't tell you. I just got my set schedule for my job now.
Oh, yeah, you did tell me.
I did tell you?
Yeah.
I'm off on fucking Sundays and Tuesdays.
Sundays and Tuesdays. Should have been Sundays and Thursdays. Man, podcast crazy all day.
Shit, stupid.
All you do.
And I can't even change it.
You can't change it?
Yeah, no.
Y'all said going straight, bro.
Just started.
Just going straight.
I thought about it.
Would you make a sign? Like, you actually make a picket sign?
Hmm?
That shit's lit. What would your shit say?
For my schedule?
For whatever. Like, if you going on strike, you going on strike.
I mean, I guess it all depends on what I'm on strike for.
Yeah, for your schedule. What did it say? It gotta be something slick. Change my shit.
Right.
I quit.
Basically.
Change my shit. I quit. Motherfuckers out there chanting that shit. Change my shit. We quit.
Need the weekend off.
Nigga, let us sign up.
I need the weekend off. Everybody just saying that shit. Y'all bitches don't work on the weekend, but we got to.
Oh, the bosses don't work on the weekend?
Some of them don't.
I mean, that's
I think my boss does.
That's damn. That was a double sleeve. That's the point of being a boss.
I guess.
You having those luxuries, you know what I'm saying? That's what you got a workforce for. Delegating shit.
I don't really care for my schedule. I ain't gonna lie. Make it seem like.
Ain't no big deal. You don't do shit anyway.
Exactly.
You be sleeping in this motherfucker.
I can't wait to be off on Tuesdays, though. Marissa gonna be at work.
You finna pour out some margaritas and shit in this motherfucker. Get on drugs or some shit.
Play the game.
Beat the whole game.
4 hours by myself.
He said, damn, I need that a long time.
That's the best time ever.
The selfish time.
I get to just sit there and play the game. Be cool.
Big shout out to So Shameless Podcast.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Tahoe TV.
Out, yeah.
Dodger Bell. DJ Trauma. I'm a huge listener for them. Mouse Jones kind of got me into that. Shout out to the guys next door. Shout out to that podcast.
Mm-hmm.
But more so Shameless today, because most of everything I stole from them. So, hey, Tahoe said he stole some of the questions on this motherfucker too.
Y'all
so
get, y'all get y'all credit. Y'all got your shout out.
Y'all got it. You know what I'm saying? We gonna move forward. We gonna talk about it. So early, when we had listened to the podcast, me and Jay took a trip, so we had some time to burn in the car and shit. So we listened to the podcast, and it was a tangent question of the situation. But the question arose, it says, what's worse or who's worse in this particular situation? So say a couple, you know what I'm saying, the dude gets another girl pregnant, but she doesn't, I mean, he doesn't, you know, he keeps it a secret until the baby's born. So what's worse, you know, the girl finding out that he has a baby by somebody else after it's born, or the female telling her man that she got pregnant, telling her man it's his baby when she knows it's not.
She knows, stop. Man.
What's worse? Who's worse? Who's at fault? Everybody goofy, first of all.
Yeah, the situation is fucked up either way. But the woman is definitely more petty. Like, definitely. And I'm not just saying that because I'm a dude. That's just like, dude. You letting people get their feelings attached to something.
Right, get attached to it. Like that, right?
You got them fucking hoping and planning they're going to change their life and do all this other shit. And you know it ain't even theirs.
Okay, so me playing the devil's advocate, you know, females always, you know how they going to go and be like, oh, well, dude, goofy as hell. Like, of course, the guy is fucking wrong.
He's definitely wrong. We said he's worse.
But, like, of course, he's wrong. Like, we don't disagree. But, like, going on that side of things, the dude is wrong. It's pretty bad because, like, you just brought a whole life into this world. And imagine, like, you got kids with this fucking female that you're with. You know what I'm saying? Now, she's put in that situation where, you know, they're siblings. And at some point, they're going to have to be together in the same room and shit. Suge Knight? Suge Knight? Where's the say what's up, man?
What up?
I can't hear you, man. Come on, Mike.
She'll never
what up, podcast?
Who's worse? Who's worse in that situation? Remember we talked about it?
She's a woman, so
right. That's what I just want to hear what the fuck is opinion.
The dude is always worse. Who's worse?
What was the female part again?
All right, the female tells her man that it's his baby when she know it's not, when she got pregnant by somebody else. She know it's not, like she know.
100%.
100%. Like
that's
bad. She bogus, but like dude, but okay, so dude.
But dude,
she ends up finding out after the baby's born that there's another, you know, he's got a baby by somebody else and shit. So who's worse? Who's the worst person?
I'll say the female's still worse, but...
Hell yeah.
Dude ass is petty, though.
Yeah, but dude petty.
Dude need his ass.
Yeah, they both petty, but...
Both of people's petty. Both of them got fucking... They fucked up in the head somewhere. Or they done made a decision and decided to lie about it.
Yeah, but I mean,
they both liars. But who's the worst liar?
At least he didn't trick her to think that.
Who's the better liar?
Yeah, I guess.
Marissa, would you rather be needed or wanted? Ooh.
I'd rather be needed or wanted. Mm-hmm. I'd rather be wanted because, like, I don't know.
It just make you feel good, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but like you need hair. Nobody needs anybody.
Yeah, no shit. But would you rather be needed or wanted?
Rather be wanted.
Rather be wanted, JJ?
Wanted.
Yeah. I'ma say wanted, you know what I'm saying? I say that because that's just like I feel like everybody wants to be wanted, you know what I'm saying? It's just a thing. You everybody wants to be desired. But my reasoning is I'd rather be wanted because I don't want to be put in a position where I'm needed.
Yep.
So now I got...
You feel like you gotta...
I gotta do, like, you know what I'm saying? So I'm wrong now when I make a decision to, like, you know what I'm saying?
Not move on, but... Or anything, change.
I can make a decision that's against the person that needs me. Like, now I'm wrong because they need me. You know what I'm saying? I'd rather be wanted than needed because of that.
Most definitely.
You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, everybody would be wanted.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sometimes it's overbearing though. It's too much sometimes.
Being wanted?
Yeah, boy.
Not really.
I mean, that's you. I mean, I don't know. Sometimes I I be like, back up. Just like,
you know. I just wouldn't give a fuck. Y'all locking with me, bitch. I don't care.
Mm. Nobody's gonna care about nothing, man.
Be kicking it.
Nope. Yeah. I don't care about nothing. Shout out to October 13th. birthday coming in. Did you just throw my lighter across the room?
The lighter's right there.
Oh, my goodness.
You?
She talking about dead eye.
Did you even throw your ass high? What?
Your ass drunk.
Drunk high. What'd you smoke?
Me?
No, shit. Like,
K2.
Right. It sound like it. Who you smoke with?
Watch out.
Oh, you just been smoking the bug?
Yeah, I just smoked what I got here.
Oh, here, bro. Shit. Yeah, motherfuckers be getting high. This motherfucker don't know where the kitchen at no more. Well, anything. Anyway, moving on. If you were in this situation or, like, you know what I'm saying, I hate saying this to couples because it's like, oh, I'm planning for y'all to break up. So,
you know me. I don't.
No, okay. So, Marissa, stick around. So, one thing you would rather have your next, you know, partner or next boo, what do you hope they're not or they don't do?
Not or don't do.
Yeah, like the next person you know what I mean? What would you rather hope they met, you know? What would you hope they're not or they don't do?
Right, like compared to like your ex.
Or just in general, you know what
I mean? I don't know,
that's a hard question.
That's a hard question.
I don't know, that's a hard question, bro. I hope for them to be. No, he said they don't do or they're not. I hope they ain't a liar. Some motherfuckers get problems. Mm-hmm. Where you at?
I would say something I hope they don't do.
Right. Don't do, they aren't.
Mm-hmm. Talk too fucking much.
Talk too damn much. In what way? What you mean? Talk to other people too much or just talk too much?
In general. Yeah. You know how you know people that just don't just shut the fuck up?
They ain't got an off switch?
Like, dude, I get it, bro. You told me a whole life story in 45 minutes. You're still talking.
Dude, people repeat themselves horribly, bro. That's a big pet peeve of mine. Because, especially like, you know what I'm saying? You're talking to somebody that's newer in your life. You know what I'm saying? You're building a friendship or you're building a relationship. And they just continue to repeat themselves. I'm sorry, shorty, but that shit be blowing me sometimes. I don't be getting mad in this situation, but I'm just saying, like, I be listening to the same thing over. I'm like, oh my God.
I'll get mad about it. I'll be like, you know you said that already.
No, I say they said it already, but I don't want to get mad about it. You know what I'm saying?
Fuck that. I be like, bro, tired of hearing that shit.
Rest will come back to you. What you rather, or hope they don't, or
I
not.
I would say, like, more of, like, open mind.
You're more saying, like, what they would have. I'm saying, what do you hope they're not? You hope they don't have a closed mind?
What they're not?
Yeah, or don't do.
Oh, what they're not and what they don't do? See, that's what I'm saying. Like,
you know what you want, but you don't know what you don't want. That's stupid, though. If you know what you want, you definitely know what
exactly.
You
don't want.
Exactly. Why you say yes to that question? Threw that motherfucking lasso out, wrapped it around it, and pulled that shit in. Mm-hmm. Yeah, alright, we're gonna let it go. You gotta figure it out, though. Have you ever been sexually attracted to somebody's voice or like the way they dressed?
Yep.
I thought I was in their 40s. Oh, damn.
Yep.
For how they dress or
their voice.
Their voice. I don't know about the voice.
Shit, motherfuckers, look, hold on. We come from the fucking era where motherfuckers just make phone calls. Motherfuckers don't make phone calls no more. We come in that air that motherfucker. I used to get on the phone with shorty. And you're like, nah, I come from the shit is, hey, is so and so home? Blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. She's like, yeah, hold on 1 second. Get on the phone. She's like, hello. I'm like, oh my God. Where you at? You just made me like you even more.
Oh, God.
You don't sound like that at school.
Oh, bro.
Well, that ain't the reason why.
That is. Just the question is, have you ever been sexually attracted to him because of that? It's like, damn.
Yep.
Like, back in the day, we used to like girls because they had a cute face, you know what I'm saying? They had a nice body, blah, blah, blah. And then we get on the phone with them, it's like, oh, God damn, we just take it to a whole nother level. So, yeah, by the voice thing, hell yeah. The dress thing, so this is where I get caught. Okay. Certain way females dress, it can be considered promiscuous, but not all over the top, you know what I'm saying? I like that shit. But would I like that shit if I was with that person? I don't know. Because I know how niggas like. Niggas think so.
I don't care for the whole dressing thing because some people just don't know how to dress. Some people just don't have that fashion sense.
Yeah, but if motherfucker did have that fashion shit, would you be more attracted to him or sexually attracted to him because of that? No, that's not your thing. Nope. He said that voice thing.
That voice is something else.
He said that'll even turn
like,
you on.
The clothes ain't shit. Like, I mean, I'm not saying I want no bitch with no rags or nothing. You know what I'm saying? But
some motherfuckers got styled. They be looking at them like, damn, you did.
Like, I'm not really, like I said, I'm not a real materialistic person, you know, so I don't really care for it.
You don't care for it?
It is what it is.
Suge Knight left. If a person...
She always just fucking sneaking away.
She sneak off. Look, if a person you're seeing doesn't care if you sleep with other people, are you cool with that?
No.
Are you okay with that?
Not at all.
Something off.
Not at all.
Something off.
Something is definitely off.
I'd be all right with it if we communicated. I know that there were no ulterior motives. Like you're okay with me sleeping with other people. Don't make that okay for you sleeping with other people.
But just so because they agree on it don't mean it's true.
What you mean?
Y'all can come to the understanding that, yeah, I'm not going to fuck with nobody just because you're doing it, but they are.
See, they feel justified.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Like, just
no, because... that's what I said. There may be no ulterior motive. I'm saying, and you're not right if you go, because I'm not okay with you sleeping with other people. You said you're okay with
you would, me. You would never know, though, is what I'm saying. They can tell like, you all day, like, yeah, I'm not going to do it, but
then that's you don't that know goes that. Back to the last question I said. What's something that you... Or the question being framed is, like, what's something... A liar, dude. You said...
Yeah, got a point. Got a point.
One thing I fail at, low key, when it comes to that, is I say, oh, I'll have it here this time, and I don't, you know,
mm-hmm.
I don't have it where I'm, you know, personal experience. I come through, I'm coming. Shit, I get somewhere and I fucking, you know,
right.
Selfish. You right. know what I'm saying? But I get there, I'll do it. You know what I'm saying? If you say this. Ain't no ulterior motives. Dude, come on, bro.
What?
You can't just be walking past going up the fucking, you know, the
every part of the podcast, bro. Like, what are you in the house for?
Because
I live here.
Watching TV.
Stop smoking person, all the weed.
If a person you're seeing doesn't care if you sleep with other people, are you cool with that? If you they don't care if you sleep with other people, are you alright with that?
If the person says...
If I told you I don't care about you fucking other dudes, would you be okay with me telling you that shit?
What are we together for then if you don't care?
You just don't.
I mean, that's just.
Some people have relationships like that, though.
Nah, because if you say you don't care if I fuck other dudes, then you could just be my friend.
Just, all right, I got a real question. Why does automatically in life, whenever you make a decision or you have your conviction about this or that, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Whatever it may be, it could be like, no, I'm not doing this. Why does it have to mean something else? Or why does it have to mean something? Why does it have to, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. What situation? Like, oh, like, okay, I say I don't want to come over or I don't want to do this with somebody, you know what I'm saying? And they saying, oh, so, you know, you're not fucking with me.
Like, right.
Why does this have to mean that? No, it's just like.
Some people are just so fucking content. It's just.
Of course, some people just overthink and they think.
Overthink.
The fact that you don't want to come over means something that they.
Something's wrong,
something
yep.
Something wrong, or like they ain't feeling me like that. Yep. It's like, no, I'm fucking lazy.
You don't like me anymore?
No, I'm fucking lazy.
Like, bitch, I just worked 14 hours.
Some people will find it hard to leave. Because my whole thing is like, if you really like somebody,
you're going to make time for
go see them. Like, that lazy shit, or none of that shit.
That's
not necessarily like that. True.
That's not true, them. Though.
Because that's what I would do.
I mean, that's what, like, you would do. Some people, I'd be in the same situation. I have the exact same situation. I'm glad this conversation came up. Because motherfuckers be like, or motherfucker be like, oh, if you like me or you really care, you know, you'll make time. Like, shorty, bro, I'm fucking tired. I don't want to come all the way there. I don't want to do this. I want to get in my car and have to start it. Then, guess what? Afterwards, I got to get home. Or I got to fucking plan to get home before I got to go to work.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It throws everything out. Am I selfish for that? Yes.
No, you're not.
Am I selfish for that? I am kind of selfish.
Right now.
But.
I mean.
It's not selfish.
Doing it once in a while is one thing. But like every time. Motherfuckers
when
be
we
like,
start, when we first started off, sure, you're like, you gotta do something spectacular. And then I'll be like, okay.
Why you can't come? Why do I always have to come?
Oh, I get that too. They be wanting to
why
come.
Why the fuck do I always have to come?
No, they be wanting to come to me too. And I'll be like, nah, because I don't feel like entertaining nobody. I don't feel like, you know what I'm saying?
That's
I ain't
selfish.
A fucking.
That's yeah. just, that's
yeah,
see, you got personal
yeah.
issues.
I got boundary issues. Maybe. I do got boundary issues. Oh, shit. Move forward.
Nothing wrong with that.
Move forward. Moving on. On to the next one. If a female finds herself more attracted to a man after she finds out he has money, then she'll go down.
Yes.
Yeah.
Why?
Because that's just saying, I didn't really like you before.
Why? I proposed this question earlier. She might have liked the fuck out of him before then. Then he got money. That's like icing on top of the cake. The cherry on the top.
You wouldn't know if she liked him before then or not.
I'm saying, but what if she did? There's always that scenario. Like, she head over heels for dude.
But you're not going to like him no more than that.
Did you see, what's that movie?
Because the money, that's what's what I'm that saying. Movie?
If you already really have like, that attraction.
Like, no more.
Right.
Like,
I don't like him no more now.
There is like some more. Like, damn. You just put the ice. It's almost like if you meet somebody and like, you know what I'm saying, as you're getting to know them, you find out things. You know what I'm saying? One of those things you can find out is they got money, okay? Or one of those things you can find out is they're in graduate school. One of those things that you can find out is they think like this. You're like, damn, you just more and more
you're gonna be like, damn.
As excited as somebody will be, or as much more you'll like somebody if you find out they had a whole lot of money versus to where they're in fucking graduate school. Like,
I mean, yeah, they tangible differences. No shit. They're materialistic differences. But I'm saying, what? What you saying? Jinx, you want me a Pepsi?
That
Pepsi? Pepsi?
That means, like, you only in it for the money. That's basically how.
I'm going to say you only in it for the money, but if you fall deeper for somebody because you find out they got money, then yes, you're a gold digger. Because you could have liked them before and never knew shit. Me having money ain't gonna change your feelings towards me. How does that change your feelings? That's like saying, if I was broke, would you love me more or would you not love me more?
That's horrible.
That's the same shit though.
No, it's not.
It is.
Because having money is a positive fucking effect, and not having money is definitely a negative.
I get that, but
you wouldn't want, you wouldn't fall in love with somebody more because they broke.
Would you rather?
Why would I fall in love with you more if you got money?
Would I fall in love with you more if you got a great mindset? Or I fall in love with you more if you fucking say freaking instead of fuck all the time? I don't know, stupid little shit.
Would you rather
shit.
Be with somebody
just because money is a big thing
that likes you more because you have money, or would you fall with somebody who was with you when you were there and then got, you know what I'm saying? Like,
definitely the level of trust and fucking loyalty is definitely built and stronger when you're suffering and somebody's with you when you're suffering and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But like, even that person could have liked you, but they still, like, on Mondays and Wednesdays, Thursdays and shit like that, they be, like, looking at you like, damn, I'm finna stab this nigga in the heart. But then, all of a sudden, this nigga went a lot of him to get money, and she just a little bit more, everything's just a little bit more,
You're a gold digger.
That point, I guess I can see what you're saying.
No, I see what y'all saying. I don't disagree with y'all, but I'm saying it don't have to be, it's so down low as gold digger.
It could be in a situation to where, like, it's a couple that has money issues.
That could be like this. You meet this girl. You know this girl. You start talking to this girl. You end up liking this girl. You find out she's homeless. You going to stop liking her?
I don't know. Probably not.
So what difference did that make if I got money or not?
He said, I don't know. Probably not. So a lot plays into that.
I mean, when it's a negative situation or a negative conversation or anything that has to, like, you know, goes negatively or has a negative vibe about it, like, of course, you're gonna have to weigh your options. But something more positive, like, this person goes to school, or this person has this type mindset, or this person has money, like we're talking about, it's like, oh, I can deal with that.
What if this person has money and they just stupid as fuck?
Or crazy as
fuck. Now, abusive. That's a whole nother question,
murderer,
though.
Or any.
Oh, that's a whole nother question, then. Yeah, you go digger. That nigga kill people. What you doing? You next.
Right.
Don't touch that $10 on the table because he gone. But I mean, yeah, when you propose it like that, yeah. But I mean, I'm saying it doesn't necessarily make you a gold digger.
I think it does. Because if you really like me, you like me for me. You don't like me for what I have.
Of course, they can really, really like you, and then all of a sudden, like, they find out, like, a year later, because they in college, they don't know shit, they don't know your family, nothing like that. They go home for Thanksgiving, this nigga live in a mansion. Damn!
You're just gonna be like, shit.
Alright!
I'm not gonna like you more, I'm just gonna be like, damn, I didn't know it was like that.
They're more appealing.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just gonna be like, shit, I'm gonna be more excited, but I'm not gonna like you more.
Why
I'm
does
gonna
be like, damn,
I'm really fucked with you even more now. I'm saying that hell no, that wouldn't pay no role.
More attractive, I don't know, man. Attraction does mean, like, you know.
Can you
give
my cigarettes in that ashtray?
Anyway, moving on. What's the different reasons? What are different reasons to be in a relationship?
Pros and cons?
No, what are the different reasons to be in? Not the cons. What are the reasons to be in a relationship?
So the benefits and pros?
But it's almost like the latter of the question that we asked last podcast, like, what are the reasons to get married? You know what I'm saying? What are the benefits, or what are the different reasons for you to get a relationship? Are we finna do this right here? Why are you talking shit under your breath over there, bro? Calm down.
Some of y'all showing out. What are the reasons to be in a relationship? I don't know. That's a really weird question.
It's weird. Let me put you on the track of a train of thought. You know what I'm saying? Reasons. Partner / companionship, intimacy, growth, stability,
blah, sex.
Sex.
But I mean, I don't know. That like I said, that's a weird question, because anything you do in a relationship, you can do outside of a relationship. So I mean,
all right, so peep this. You know why this question is so fucking, you know, blew my mind? Because of the answer to this question. The answer, the truthful answer to this question, is anything.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. Like, it.
The reasons? Anything.
Yeah. I like your hair.
Right.
I want you to just be with me so I see it.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I said that's a weird question, because you could do that with anybody. I could be fucking the shit out of this girl for 10 years and we're friends. That, like, it wouldn't make no difference.
So, since you said that, how long have you been? How long has it? Okay. Yeah, my bad. Modelo or something, whatever. How long was it? Damn. Wind me up real quick, bro.
You say, how long was it?
That you were fucking with somebody before you realized that you were either dickmatized in a female situation or just pussy-tized. Like, all you just in a trance because of the sex.
Yeah.
This nigga said
4 years.
4 years!
4 years.
You were in La La Land, boy.
I was like, damn.
That's a long time to be.
That's a long time to be like, damn.
I don't care about shit. Man, I do not care.
This shit's great.
I do not care about nothing.
Y'all say the most I was like a year?
4 years.
I ain't never been in that situation.
Because I feel like it wasn't shit else there.
But you knew, though. You knew and you decided to ignore that shit?
I mean, now that I think about it, now
if you knew it, you said you were definitely pussy tested.
Now that we brought it up, though, you know what I'm saying? You think about it, you just be like, damn, like.
That's just an added bonus for me, to really be honest. Is. That's just an added bonus for me, to be honest. Like, I could do it with or without it. Because you know.
That's a
different fish in the sea.
I mean, yeah.
You know what I mean? So I'm not never finna be.
Yeah, but you really sit there and think, like, people really ain't shit. Like,
it's ain't shit. People with ain't shit people. You know what I mean? They really ain't shit. They be fighting up and store up and down. Nighttime hit. We good.
Yep. Sex. See, that's what it is. Sex.
People say that sex does not play a big role.
Sex is
the, it plays a huge role.
Sex is the, look, a huge role.
No exaggeration, no bullshit. Sex is the only role.
What the fuck are you talking about?
That is.
No,
just,
it's on the list.
That's the number one priority.
Okay, it might be number one too. Yeah, it's in all caps. That's shit, that's but it's not.
That's the fatal attraction.
No.
How?
How?
Because people are about
the
people
only thing.
Right.
Because you're motivated by other things. But you could be a shitty person. Like,
so what? But you're sticking around because I'm fucking the shit out you.
No.
Somebody ain't stupid in that relationship. Yeah. The way the variables work.
Yeah, the person doing the fucking.
Either motherfuckers is still doing them on the side, because they not.
That's what I said. Somebody is not stupid. Somebody in that variable is not. Just the way the numbers work.
I feel like sex is the only objective in being in any relationship.
That's fucking. You are so shallow, dude. Why are you with this man?
I'm just saying, like, that's the. Like I said, bro, that's the number one. If you really, really think about it,
yeah, he's so nice.
What other purpose is it?
There's no reason.
Look, check it out. If we take out everything that we know, like entertainment and getting a job and working and doing all this other shit, what's your main priority?
If you want
sex and have a family and have sex.
If you were a dog.
If you were anybody before,
yeah, like you said, like you want to break it down to the the fucking basic instincts, like caveman shit, like
that's it,
nigga. Do you see that bitch over there trying to fuck her? We trying to build a wheel.
That's it.
I'm trying to fuck.
That's it. That's the main objective.
Because that's a hormonal thing, bro. Yeah, definitely. But I'm saying it's not the main, but it's definitely on the list. Like Reese said, in cap letters. You know what I'm saying? Like that's if you say one. What. Will create a great relationship.
If you really want to be if you want to take it back in the day, sex is not really the main thing. But I'm saying people were getting married before having sex.
But what were they What were they getting married for? To have sex and have a family.
12-year-old. That was
the reason why they made that rule. You can't have sex until you get married to your tied to one person. So motherfuckers are like, okay, I'm going to get married and stay with this one dude so I can have sex. That's the main objective to getting married. To have sex.
In the history of marriage, a lot of the choice of being married to never lied in a female hand. You know what I'm saying? There's situations, you know. Motherfuckers used to marry these young bitches and shit out here.
Still.
That shit was fucked up. He's like, you see this? Look, this fucking mentality of these motherfuckers. How fucked up people was. You know what I'm saying? Or are. Finna marry these 16-year-olds.
Fuck 16. I'm finna marry this 9-year-old girl and I'm fucking 64.
That's horrible, bro.
I'm 64 and I'm finna let her grow up and have all of my kids.
Alright, man. I'm moving on, bro. That was bad.
That's how I go. That's what
I'm doing. I don't wanna dive into that shit.
I don't like that shit either. Shit is sick.
Them motherfuckers horrible.
Shit is sick, bro.
That's why I don't watch horror movies. Like, these motherfuckers crazy.
That's
y'all
life,
crazy.
Bro. That's life.
I mean, it don't surprise me, but
motherfuckers still do that shit now.
Motherfucker, like the world blew up.
Motherfuckers still do that shit, man.
That's where we at, though, in life. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers tell you some shit like, 17 people died. And, you know, your response would be like, damn. Hey, so you finna take that trip to Portillo's real quick? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just like, I ain't
gonna speaking of that, did you see that shit about the Child Protective Services?
What's going on with CPS?
Nigga, they are involved in one of the world's biggest sex trafficking for kids.
Get the fuck out of here. The U.S. government, the U.S. child.
Like, bro.
One
of the biggest
they did it right.
Sex trafficking in the world.
They did it right. You know what I'm saying?
That's sad. Now you think about it. You just think about like kids. You know, we all know kids that got taken away from their parents. Or, you know what I'm saying? We all know that. Just think about that. Like, damn, bro,
you could have been gone.
You could like you fuck around and was, and we don't even know.
Oh yeah, do you know that? Like dude. You know, like in a room of people, like 500, like the percentage of people in there, you know. Adolescents that were molested or assaulted or anything like that, you'd be surprised. Like, if it's 10 people in the room, it'd be 8 of the 10 people in the room. That's fucked up.
That shit is sad.
God bless that. I'm not a.
That shit is sad.
That shit's fucked up. What makes a woman a bad bitch? Or what makes Farisi? What makes a nigga that nigga? What makes a woman a bad bitch? What makes that? A man,
that nigga.
That's
so ghetto to me. I would say more like a man.
What we're saying is, what is that top tier? What makes you that top tier? That's what we're saying. He just put it in that with those words. That's what we're saying. What makes you that motherfucker?
Right, because we can see bitches
and motherfuckers like, that's a badass bitch because she look good and her ass is fat. Then you talk to her and this bitch is retarded.
You know be like, you been to Dino's? Wait, who?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I was just saying somebody that has a good mind that wants something in life that's working for something.
We old in this bitch. Because JJ said the same thing when I asked him the question earlier.
I said how they talk. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's the number one shit in the world.
How you hold yourself?
How you talk. Your fucking, well, I won't even say your vocabulary because people got broad-ass vocabularies and don't use their words. You know what I'm saying? But I would say it's just how people talk. Just how people go, like, how people speak on certain shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, how you will handle certain shit, just speaking on that. Or you will hear some shit happen and somebody will say something, you'll just be like, what the fuck?
Okay. I'm not gonna speak with them.
I'm fucking with them. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I like I said, I feel like it's just how you talk. I feel like that's number one. You could be the baddest bitch in the world and be stupid as fuck, and that's the number one turn off. Your ass dumb. You could be fine as fuck. Won't get no play.
Yeah, what makes a bad bitch? Or what makes a woman a bad bitch?
Let me play solitaire.
First of all, in my mind, a bad bitch is a certain type of woman, though.
What you mean?
Okay. Okay, because you can have the best girlfriend or best wife in the world. You know what I'm saying? She does everything for you. You don't have any complaints. You also have praises. You know what I'm saying? That's where you want to be at. But she, low-key, I swear, she ain't no bad bitch. You know what I'm saying? She ain't finna stand 10 toes down with another bitch. You know what I mean? But she's still a good woman. He still loves her.
That wouldn't make her a bad bitch.
No. 10 toes down, meaning?
In my mind, a bad bitch, like,
somebody that's gonna defend it.
Whatever they gonna do, they gonna be whatever they need to be in whatever situation to come out on top. That's a bad bitch in my mind.
Yeah, I like that.
Of course she look good. Of course she fine as hell. Of course her hair on. Of course she, whatever. You know what I'm saying? In my eyes, when I'm saying a bad bitch, that's like, it's a certain type of woman, though. Not every woman can be a bad bitch.
For real.
But every woman can be a great, you know, whatever.
I feel like every woman can be a bad bitch. Some,
I don't know about that.
I feel like they some just don't know how to. Some don't have that influence like others. Some don't have that dominant characteristic or that masculine characteristic. Yeah, some people don't have that mindset to be on top. Some people are okay with being second. Or, you know,
they settle for shit.
Yeah,
that's settling shit too. You know, I don't like that either. Like, I don't know. Like I said, it's a certain type of person. And you know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna even say that I would prefer to be with a bad bitch. Like, oh, my bitch is bad. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I wouldn't even say. I mean, will it be good? Great. It'd be great. It'd be amazing. And then the bitches take over the world. But I'm just saying, it's not something if I'm approaching a relationship and I'm trying to see where it's going, like. You a bad bitch, yes or no?
Right.
If you answer no, you cut.
Right.
You're going home. Pack your bags. Fuck out of here. JJ, what JJ said? He said, what's the more complicated gender? Male or female?
Male.
Hands down, women.
It's male.
Hands fucking down. Y'all are the most You know what makes women complicated? Y'all don't understand each other. Y'all don't even understand other females.
Damn.
First of all.
Damn.
Yes, we do.
Shut the fuck out, though.
Yes, we do.
Hell no.
What we don't understand is men. Y'all are
I bet you y'all don't understand us. We don't understand y'all.
Y'all.
But we understand each other.
No.
How we doing? I can tell you exactly why I did this.
I think I understand women.
I can tell you exactly why a dude did exactly what he did and why. No, I can tell you exactly why. No, women have been
come close to it.
You know what I'm saying? Or I'll be right there. And motherfuckers be like, damn. A woman, you'll be, I don't know.
Hypothetically speaking, like, it'd be a complicated reason behind a woman doing something that would put somebody else out. Like, they'll put them in a worse situation. But, like, I'm thinking about a situation where somebody has a kid with somebody that they're not with. And, you know, she telling me, like, he doing this, and she mad as hell at this fact, she don't understand why he did it and stuff like that. I'm like, shorty, he did this shit because he a dude. He's doing this shit. He don't understand. Yes, he does understand. He does not fucking care.
Yep, that's all.
That's all it is. I'm trying to figure out why he would do something this or why he wouldn't be here or fulfill this role. He's just not that type of nigga, or he doesn't fucking care.
He just don't get it. He feel like you're doing it. Some niggas be like, well, shit, be all
right. Right. They gonna figure it out. It'll get done. You know what I'm saying? That's how thought was so simple. So simple.
See, but that's the complicated part.
Why is it complicated?
Words go a long fucking way.
Yeah, it make you feel better. Fucking make you wrap you up in a nice fucking blanket and you get a pillow and shit at night, but shit ain't bare naked with men. It's bare. It's easy. Super easy.
I feel like
why is the Walgreens on the corner? Because it's easy to get to. The fuck?
I feel like women are more straightforward.
Y'all not straightforward. Y'all have what? Layers. Y'all like what? A fucking...
No,
y'all like,
y'all have layers.
No, we don't.
No, we don't. We got moods. We bipolar as fuck.
Men are fucking females.
Oh, my God. The definition of... It just don't work. It just sounds stupid.
You can't go like that. I just...
Men are females.
Look.
Well, what
is... Men pussy sometimes? Or men pussy sometimes? Yes.
Check me out. Check
we're
me out.
Opposite
now, look. Check me out. If men are... Look. If you say men are women, what do you describe as us being women?
Y'all act like bitches sometimes.
But they're men pussy
sometimes.
So
what
yeah,
do that tell you?
Hormonal.
What do they tell you?
Hormonal.
What do that tell you? Y'all are the complicated ones.
No.
Yes.
Yes, because you're the female. So how you going to compare us to something that says...
That we doing something that y'all do.
Right. So which y'all the originators.
Meaning that it came from y'all. Y'all we got it from y'all.
What I'm comparing it to, it's not like our mind and shit. I'm just comparing it to, because look how we... You see how I'm dressed or whatever. I'm a girl, right? Y'all, just, I don't know.
Y'all
feeling
is
just makes me think of a fucking
it's okay. Somebody hurt you, sorry. Somebody hurt you, sorry. We gon'.
Some men are fucking confusing.
I ain't confusing. He's straight. He gonna give
and some
no
are pretty
fuck.
Straightforward.
You don't give no fuck.
Most of us are straightforward. Most of us are straightforward as fuck. Most of us are super straightforward. Either we don't care or we care too much. It's one or the other. There's no in between.
There's a struggle there too. Woo! There's a struggle there too.
We either there or we not.
Nigga, you ever care so much about something and you figure out that something don't care back to? Ooh, that shit hurt. That shit burn, boy.
Burn is an understatement. That's what makes niggas dogs. Y'all.
Yeah. Y'all do.
Dudes just not just out here just cheating for no reason. You know why we cheating? Because we got cheated on.
That's not necessarily true. There's other reasons.
That's the main objective. If niggas just out here cheat, somebody done broke his motherfucking heart and did something to him and fucked him up, and he'll never look at women the same. That's why he just do shit like that.
Actually, you are right.
That'd be the only reason.
Yo, here's a question.
Women do that shit.
Here's a question.
Mad at me.
If there's somebody that you got with, right? And your relationship became distinguished, right? Hypothetically speaking, right? And prior to y'all, like, actually, you know, locking it down and being in a relationship before y'all problems, before the happy times, before all that shit, you know what I'm saying? But realistically, the mindset is, oh, yeah, this is where we're going. We're going to the relationship. We're going to date. This is this. But in that time before y'all got there, okay, like, let me repeat, mentally, like, motherfuckers have confirmed with each other, like, this is where we're going. We're interested in each other. This is what we want to do. Can they break your heart in that time? And then, they break your heart in that time. And obviously, they're single. You're single, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, logistically, nobody's in the wrong. But can they break your heart at that time and it affect your entire relationship?
Yeah.
I wouldn't say break your heart.
How they could.
No, I'm saying, can they break your heart in that time? And because logistically, y'all not together, they
did
something.
You could say something all day, your actions is.
No, that's what I'm saying. It's something they did. You know, almost like cheating. You know what I'm saying? So say, like I said, in that particular situation, y'all are interested in each other, y'all are courting each other before y'all actually get together. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And they get caught up in whatever, and they do something that with somebody else. Let's say that. They do something with somebody else. You know what I'm saying? They basically cheat on the idea of what you already got.
Right, yes.
But you still end up having a relationship. Does that broken heart, will that broken heart break that relationship?
Yes. Yep, because we wasn't even together, and I can't trust you. We weren't even together then. And you still did some shit. After we talked about how we wanted to do something together. You know what I'm saying?
I was going to say, I mean, I guess. If something was talked about, then okay. But
that's what I'm saying. If
something was never talked about, then
He said it was.
It's more like, because, okay, think about when you're younger. It's more like a vibe. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like, if I go to this party and I'm with this group of people, like, blah, 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 before you are dating, you know what I'm saying? If I'm with this blah, 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 like, I'm interested in this person. And usually, in most cases, like, that's all you're thinking about. Like, that's all you're doing. That's all, like, that's what's got like, that feel, fills that space. Right. That's
was like talking to somebody else.
Right. Right. Right.
That
right.
shit shut your ass down. You be
yeah.
Damn.
I get yeah.
You like fuck.
But then you still end up getting with them. Did that breaking heart, broken heart, yes. break that relationship?
Yeah, cause no more problems.
Yes, it did for me. Yeah.
There's no cause problems.
Yep, cause I'll never trust you.
And then. Okay.
Oh no!
I don't even want to. I don't even talk no more.
Like, I'll never.
That shit fucked up. Cause like, damn. All right, so. Ooh, rounding up. That's fucked up. Realistically, cause you don't even see that shit because it's supposed to be considered the right thing, or they were in the right, or nobody was in the wrong. You know what I'm saying?
Or they gonna look at it and be like, "We're not together." Like, dude, that's not the point, bitch. We were about
right,
to
be. Right, you just hurt me.
We were about to be
you
together.
You know I like you. Fuck you. You're about I'm to not be. Talking you to know nobody. You like, you know I'm sitting right here. You know I'm going to find out. You know this is going to be, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You made a fucking bad choice.
Yes.
Acknowledge your bad. Say sorry, at least.
At least. You ain't even got to say sorry. Just admit it and be like, yeah, I was wrong. I
wrong as
up.
Fuck.
I fucked up.
Can you still be my friend?
Yeah,
can we still,
salvage
this? Can
it
we still do
yeah.
this? You gotta come to the concise. You gotta come to the idea. Like, look, this is a problem that we're gonna have to deal with.
I still won't trust you, but yeah, that's what.
No,
we're
no, you build, trust can be built. But I'm saying you just gotta come to that. Y'all gotta. I mean, if communication is key, and relationship, it will break the relationship. But can you defeat it? I think you can if you communicate.
Nah.
Then why'd you get a relationship? If you know you can't trust them. That's what I'm saying.
I
you can't
like,
take. You can't take it into your own eyes. That this is the concrete. Question. The question is, right? If they did that, and you still got a relationship, so at some point or some in some form or some shit in your head, you would trust them.
Not necessarily. You might not trust them. You
or
might
not have that conscience.
You might
know
just
that you
be,
have that wall.
Or you might just be like, I'm gonna just look past it. It ain't so much as me trusting you. It's if a motherfucker like you, motherfuckers be like, well,
right.
you know
yeah.
what I'm saying. It's a mistake. Shit happens. I still might not trust you, but I'm like, fuck it. They probably didn't mean it. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to look past it. And
see,
then it happened again. Then you're fucked. Now you're mad for real. That's what I'm saying. I would.
See,
it couldn't work.
Some people will sit there and forgive it or whatever. And then, like, say an argument or something will come about and just bring it up.
Okay, that's a whole nother fucking situation. We can talk about that in a minute. But more so. It's more so, say they do look past it, like JJ said, in their head, or just like going forward, I'm going to say this from experience. They make decisions. They do things.
Based off that shit?
Not, and like, they
that's
do things and they like are in a mindset, not based off, okay, yes, based off of it, but the idea is they probably don't think of it like that because they look past it.
Right.
So, in most cases, or like I said, from experience, I don't know why I'm fucking mad.
No,
I don't know why I did that. No, because I look past it, so I like put it back in this vault. Like
I'm
remember
not,
it, but I don't know this is why I'm acting like this because of that situation.
Oh, okay. You're talking about you.
Yeah, specifically. But I'm saying anybody.
Me, I would know. I can tell you, yeah, it's cool.
But that's no.
Look past it. I will never forget that.
No, I'm not saying no. I'm not saying I forgot it. I'm just saying like, are there actions that somebody can do based off something that they forgot and they passed? It's not like you forgot it, but you just don't know why you're acting like this.
Right.
You don't know why you're hurt. Why you you know what I'm saying? Doing things that you're doing because it could be a multitude of things.
Nah, but I feel like at the end of the day, you know.
You do know, but you
do.
Gotta fucking go dive, unpack that shit.
I mean, but if you wanna get to the root, you know what's causing
that
issue.
Yeah, but
you
gotta get to the root, though. Sometimes it ain't that easy to get to the root.
It's always that easy.
Oh,
if,
my God.
If you wake up
that's
telling,
why people go to therapy,
but
nigga. You
just
don't be
look,
knowing.
It's like this. You know. People just say they don't know. Just think. If I was to
yeah,
do
yeah, you know what I'm saying. How hard is it to get come to that realization or have that
it's
impact?
Not hard.
I think that people realize it. It's just the fact of doing something about it, that's why.
That's what it is.
People end up in therapy.
Yeah.
That's why. Because
they don't react to it. Like you said, that's like if I do something to you right now and I make you mad. And you mad all fucking night. Tomorrow you wake up mad and you just like, I don't know why the fuck I'm mad. Deep down, you know it's because of what the fuck I just said to you.
Yeah,
this,
but I gotta think about that shit.
But I'm saying,
like,
once you think
know.
About it, you like, but you still mad.
Yeah, but you gotta think about it, though. That's you got to come to the realization.
I feel like you know. I feel like at the end of the day, realize you know.
Sorry, are you gonna stay mad about that?
It depends on the situation, like, you know what I'm saying.
Or, but that's even anything like, well, some situations are more severe than others, or more like, you know, where
I'm. I've been in a situation. I'm gonna put this shit out there. I've been in a situation like, I mean, every man I had, motherfucker looked at your phone like, why are you talking to this person? Blah blah blah. I don't know. I don't know.
It's just conversation.
It's just conversation. But if I think about it, I do know.
I guess.
Because at some level, there's something I don't trust, or like I feel like I'm in the right for doing this. You know what I'm saying? Because if I didn't feel like I was in the right, then I wouldn't fucking do it.
I mean, what if you really ain't doing shit, though? What if it's really just casual conversation? How do you explain that? Like, even if it's anybody.
Trust and shit.
I don't know, man.
This shit.
I feel like it depends on the person.
I do have kind of a casual conversation with females. But because on me, some things be like, you know what I mean? Like, you know, I don't like you, bitch. Like, you.
It's
just like conversation, you know what I mean? But in the eyes of my significant other, like, nigga, the fuck?
Because they just want you to look at it like, what would you do if you saw this in my phone? You'll flip out too. Like,
yeah.
First of all, you're leading someone on.
Not necessarily.
Yeah, 100%. I do this shit all day.
I won't say you necessarily lead them on.
I do this shit
all
the time. Because, in her head, like, thank you, because she's, like, looking at the nigga like, okay, why? She heard I said, why would I do this, or why am I doing this? So she's like, it's just, you're leading them on, yes, because you know you're not investing in that shit.
That's not necessarily what you want.
Because it's fun.
It makes no sense.
Because it's fun.
It's just conversation.
It's fun.
That's just like we talking. If I meet you on the street, me talking to you is... That's leading you on saying that we finna be fucking friends forever. We can have the greatest conversation ever. I can be like, damn, this dude fucking great. We're not fucking friends. I'm not leading you on saying we're gonna be friends.
A regular conversation and leading someone on are literally two.
But I'm saying, how is that leading you on? What if we're just having...
No, because those are the type of... She's talking? Saying those are the type of conversations they be like niggas be having. Though.
Okay.
Locate, because it do go there.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Like, you go in my DMs, like... I ain't never finna see you.
You're
like,
not finna say that either. It's gonna go there either on the female side or on the male side. Conversations don't always be smooth, huh? Right. Especially when it comes to the opposite sex. Somebody's gonna say something that seems like either one person
is flirting.
Right,
your freckle look nice in your face. Like,
that's
you flirting, bro.
People flirt all the time.
That's what I'm saying. That's still ain't leading you on.
Flirting is sometimes.
Because
you know
you're
flirting. It all depends on what the fuck you're saying. If we just flirting, I think you love good, you fine.
That's literally what we say.
I think flirting is the definition of leading somebody on. That's why it's called flirting.
It depends.
Because what would foreplay be considered? Like, if we just did some foreplay and we stopped.
Nigga! That's leading
the fuck! Somebody
on.
You know what I'm saying? Because it's prerequisite to what's coming next. So right. Flirting, then what's that the flirting? You know what I'm saying? So flirting is the definition of, right, it's the definition.
Like, you people don't flirt, just go straight to sex.
That's the point.
Ooh, I'm just kidding.
I mean.
I'm just fucking, okay, nah, man, don't react to that.
That is the point.
No, I'm saying, like.
What did Tyler say?
I guess, like, you see something that you really just want
to
have sex
with. If we're flirting, I'm attracted to you. Because what the fuck else are we flirting for? What sense does that make? If we're flirting, either I want to fuck you or you want to fuck me. That's why I told you, sex rules everything. Everything. It's in control of everything. Everything leads to sex. At the end of the day, it leads to sex. At the end of the day. You want this promotion? Suck this dick.
I think that.
You want this promotion?
I'm not finna co-sign.
It does, bro.
That's what I'm saying.
It does.
I don't know.
All right, we finna get out of here. Hell tip of the day. Dude, know what's going on in the politics. Trump is this nigga. This shit's getting out of control. Let me know if you think it's right or wrong that he made that phone call. let me know if you know what the fuck I'm talking about.
Yeah, look at Marissa looking at me like,
yeah, what is
it? I don't give a fuck. Trump, I don't pay attention to shit.
Trump got some shit going on right now. He made a phone call to a Ukrainian president, a Ukrainian official, some shit. He has to look into some shit. He's trying to get some inside information. It's, in some people's eyes, it's called espionage. I don't know how I feel about it. Honestly, I need to inform myself a little bit more, but they consider it having impeachment hearings.
I forgot what it's called. It's called treason, almost.
Treason, espionage, all this shit. Espionage is a form of treason, if I'm right or wrong. Please let me know. But yeah, that's going on, so please inform yourself what's going on. This is election year.
Next year.
You know what I'm saying? It's election season.
Oh, yeah.
Shall I say?
So, it starts in November, don't it?
Get out there. Health tip, get out and vote.
Not vote for shit. I don't care.
Yeah, that's
voting.
Yeah, that's
a good one. Votes don't have nothing to do with
that border. Over that wall.
Our votes don't mean shit.
I'm finna build a catapult and ask.
I feel like
our votes literally mean nothing. They literally taught us this in school.
You know what a catapult is? You know, it'd be fun. So everybody that gets kicked out the country, we put them in a catapult. So them motherfuckers just shoot like this. Kick them over the wall and shit. With a parachute though, put a parachute on. You know what I'm saying? We ain't inhumane out here. Hell tip, JJ. I'm stupid as fuck. Take care of your throat.
Honestly.
If you get sick, take care of yourself.
I don't know. I'll
drink tea.
I guess, is my health tip, because I fucking need some. If I wake up tomorrow and my throat hurt like it did today, I'm calling off.
Don't call. I'm going to be a bitch.
I'm calling off, because I'm not going to be able to talk.
Put some cotton back there.
Yes, you are.
I'm going to be... my shit was hurting this morning. No,
you
got to
do that TTYL line. You type and the fucking machine talk for you. I don't know.
Health tip. I don't know. I think I said take care of yourself before, so I can't really say that.
You said drink tea.
Yeah, I guess. Even though
health
I don't have any.
Person. Shut up, boy.
Gabe, health tip.
Health tips I can give to people?
Yes.
Give one health tip. Sunday, set an alarm. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Just get one health tip.
Get more sleep.
I won't disagree with that one.
Try to sleep more.
Shit, when my kids take over my phone and my TV, if I'm laying down, I fall asleep. Anyway, truth tellers. That was an interesting episode. Again, like I said, shout out to Social Shameless Podcast.
Guys next door.
Mouse Jones, Tyler TV, Dodger Bell, DJ Trauma. Suge Knight, thanks for hanging out with us. You know what I'm saying?
No problem.
JJ, get your throat together. You ain't sucking too much dick, bro.
Never. That's hilarious, huh?
What? What's this left?
We out.